The left-wing Workers' Party in Brazil nominated Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, a former president, as its presidential candidate. He leads in the polls, but is in jail for corruption and will probably be disqualified. The second most popular candidate, Jair Bolsonaro, a right-wing former army captain, named a former general, Hamilton Mourão, as his running mate. Last year, Mr. Mourão suggested that the army could intervene to solve Brazil's political problems.
Iván Duque was sworn in as Colombia's president, succeeding Juan Manuel Santos, who negotiated a peace deal ending a long-running war with the FARC guerrilla group. Mr. Duque is a critic of the peace agreement. As one of his last acts, Mr. Santos gave 440,000 refugees from Venezuela the temporary right to stay in Colombia.
Argentina's Senate rejected a bill to allow women to have abortions in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion is permitted only in cases of rape or to protect a woman's health.
The threat of American sanctions in a row over the detention of an American pastor in Turkey sent the Turkish lira reeling. It hit record lows against the dollar, having lost a third of its value since the start of this year. A Turkish minister flew to Washington to try to resolve the dispute. Separately, America imposed new sanctions on Russia for the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy in Britain.
Italy's Senate voted to overturn legislation that requires all children to be vaccinated against measles. Some in the ruling coalition believe anti-vaccine conspiracy theories. The measles virus is highly contagious.
Students in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh, ended their protests demanding better road safety. The demonstrations began after a boy and a girl were killed by a speeding bus. The protests unsettled the government. Rubber bullets and tear gas were fired into the crowds, and clashes erupted between the students and activists from the ruling party's Youth League.
The government of Australia promised more aid to farmers stricken by drought. The entire state of New South Wales, which produces a quarter of Australia's agricultural output, was declared to be in drought after recording its driest January to July period since 1965.
An earthquake of magnitude 6.9 struck the Indonesian island of Lombok, killing hundreds of people. With thousands of buildings destroyed, more than 156,000 islanders were displaced.